just to give you the full background on this. Sorry, let's try see how far I can go in size. So this is the actual proposed amendment to the AGC, which had, of course, an introductory element. It had the amendment proposal for the main text, which I'll skip through. We don't need to see this. Of the AGC itself, and then the new Annex 3, which contains the list of the international railway passenger hubs, and they are presented in this way with the country, the city, the station, the hub name, on what e-railway it is, and then the connections available. So that's it's long. I will run through it quickly. Okay, not that quickly. It's a long list. And then almost there. Okay, and then we have the new Annex 4, which is about the parameters themselves within the hubs. And this was set out in the following way. There were different areas. There was Section A, which is about passenger-facing station facilities, identifying that they should have suitable information, passenger facilities. So it was about personal safety and security. And you can see the language is an appropriate level of personal safety and security in accordance with national laws, for example, through appropriate lighting, security cameras, security trained staff. There's a lot of use of the word appropriate, because this is what we agreed as the negotiated way, let's say, to make sure that this was harmonized across the different countries. Again, waiting rooms, toilets, reference to PRM wherever it needs to be, of course, ticketing facilities, information service, assistance to passengers with reduced mobility, wireless connectivity, and non-essential premium services. So these are essentially lounges, things like that. Commercial services and access to drinking water. Then there's Section B, which is about the purpose of the hub, really, connectivity and accessibility. So it's about connections with other modes of transport primarily. So urban public transport, taxis, private transport, airport, and port connections. And then we had Section C, which is about the infrastructure that is necessary in stations for the railway operators. So near, in stations or near to stations. So access to the maintenance depot, to stabling facilities, to additional ancillary services, to tracks which can be dedicated to or not dedicated to international passenger services, and customs, passport, and border control facilities. So what the Secretariat proposes is that for each of the, and let me just go back here, for each of the categories that we have here, a similar structure is proposed in the form of a document for the next session, which seeks to identify and define, but with a small d, not with a capital D, what each of these things are and what the passenger information that needs to be provided to cover these aspects. Noting, of course, that, well, we have information services as one of the points, because you saw it from the previous point, but essentially all this is within the information services aspect. So, Madam Chair, yes, very keen to find out from experts anything on this list, what is missing, what needs to be removed, and if there are any ways in which specifically these areas can be defined, or a process by which to include them in the recommendations. Thank you very much.